Hi, my name's Fred. I'm from Kansas, and I've listened to AFR for about 20 years now. And over the years, it has prompted me to do several things. I've gotten more involved in politics. I've actually ran for political office. And right now, I'm going back to school to get a paralegal degree in hopes of working for a constitutional law firm. And, I'm 66 years old, too. God bless.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story.
To make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net as we glorify our faithful God.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper, and this is the last day of Spring Share-a-thon 2024, and we are remembering and honoring the life and memory of Don Wildman, the founder of American Family Radio, American Family Association. And our theme is the faithfulness of God. And Bert, I was thinking this morning about Deuteronomy 7:9, where the Lord says of himself, "Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments, but repays those who hate him to their faces to destroy them. He will not delay with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face." God is love, God is faithful, but God is also holy and just.
He is, and his first response is compassion. When I look at the New Testament, when I look at the Old Testament, yes, God is judged, but the first desire he has is for a heart to be turned toward him and him demonstrating and showing compassion. That's what he desires to do. But when man goes the opposite way and rejects him, then that justice comes in and remembering them. So we have a faithful God. Let me say this word. He is consistent. What, I don't know about you. I know you raised three girls. Jan and I, we had three boys. And one of the things that I desired to do, Jeff, was to be consistent as best I could. And, you know, you would find yourself, if I were tired or something come up, not being that way. But our God, he is a faithful God. And that is that consistency of caring and loving. So this is a great theme, a faithful God. Praise God.
Amen. Well, Bert, how are we doing with Share-a-thon 2024?
Well, I want to tell you, you know, I come in at 6 o'clock, and we were way under 10,000. But I am telling you, in the last 2 hours, people have responded. Over 1,000 pledges has come in the last 2 hours, and it continues to grow. And matter of fact, that means the money's going up. I always say, listen, I'm looking at the pledges first. That means people, families, what a combination that is. And then when that happens, the finances occur, and we praise God for that. But it is growing, and we are starting something that's big. Listen, this challenge, starting at 8 o'clock to 12 noon, is a $150,000 challenge. We've had people to give their money ahead of time and saying we want others to join us, partner with AFA, and give their means by making pledges to help AFR continue the work God's called them to. $150,000 challenge. Let me say this. I was at the first Share-a-thon we ever had when it was just one station here in Tupelo. And that was the whole thing. We hoped we'd get that much, you know. And now it's a $150,000 challenge. And what an opportunity this is to give at 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net for the glory of God.
Well, the scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, "Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." And so, Bert, as we give from a heart that says, "God, I love you, everything I have belongs to you, and so I just want to give back what you've already given to me." And you know, how we invest our money is important. You know, we don't want to give and support things that are not of God, that are not, advancing the kingdom of God. It's sad to see when God's people support things that's like, what in the world? Why would you give your money to that ministry? That ministry is not preaching the truth. But when you give to American Family Association, American Family Radio, you are supporting the truth of the Word of God and preaching the gospel and calling sinners to repent. And as you said, Bert, God is a faithful God. God is a loving God. God does not want to judge. He will judge, but he does not want to. He wants to save.
Amen. And I would say I knew that early on, but when I started studying scriptures in the Old Testament, I think one of the greatest illustrations that, by the way, that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. The children of Israel taking Jericho. Now, I know they marched around it. Awesome. That blows me away. And then seven times, on the seventh day. But the part was Rahab. Here was one woman in that city. Her faith was demonstrated, and there she was. She was the one. Can you imagine that wall falling in, except that little area there where that scarlet cord was hanging out? Uh-huh. That is God's desire. He would have loved that for all of Jericho if they would have come to him the way Rahab did. That's amazing to me. That's the faithfulness of God. That's the compassion of God. And so that's what we want to share with people, isn't it?
Amen. Yeah, we have a great message to share. When I started From His Heart Ministries in late 2004 is when we became a 501c3, the mission statement was, no matter how badly you've messed up in life, thinking of the prodigal son, God still loves you. He still has a wonderful plan for you, but you have to leave the pigsty and come to him. And anyone who comes to Jesus, he says, I will by no means cast out. And so we can know, as the invitation went out from the Lord, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden, my load is light. And so, Bert, as we sing, hallelujah, what a Savior.
Hey, man, I'm looking at the board that comes up, and we have the names of people that have given and where they're from. Carlton from Paris, Tennessee, he's a associate pastor up there, does a great job. Alex and I were there in a conference. So it's fun for me to sit here and look at the dashboard, as we call it, and look at the names who've come and look at the places where they are calling from, and knowing we're having an impact in their lives. And AFR, through the glory of God, is reaching into that community. What an opportunity that is. People have given in the past, and those who are giving now are not just giving for the future, Jeff. They're giving for the future as well. Because God has laid it upon our hearts to carry the good news of Jesus Christ, and here and abroad, that's part of our mission statement, but also develop a culture here in America that's Christian, so that our families, our children, our grandchildren, and even the churches and ministries like AFR have the freedom to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And so what an opportunity this is when you call 877-616-2396 and or go online at AFR.net. And so, Jeff, it is amazing to see all these cities and towns, and some of them are like Dallas, Texas, and then there'll be a place like Pea Ridge, Arkansas, and when God puts them all together, it's amazing what happens.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I think I've said this before. I've lived in Texarkana now for over 21 years, but as the world gets crazier and crazier, Bert, it's nice to live in a smaller town that's more conservative and just less run amok. But I had asked Randy, he's got a testimony ready to go that shows the difference that American Family Radio has made in lives.
My name is Beth. I live in Paris, Tennessee, and I just want to say that I'm so grateful for your radio station. I'm a regular listener, and what first caught my attention one day when I was trying to find something to listen to on the radio was the fact that you had this pause for prayer, where you pray for individuals in the government, and I just thought that was so meaningful. And there's so many lies out there. Christians need a trusted news source that's got a biblical view. And I just think your station fits that bill. Thank you to your founder, Don Wildman, and God bless you all. And heretofore, I would be searching the radio dial for something to listen to, but not anymore.
How cool is that, Bert?
That is awesome. Now, heretofore is a word that you hear on Trivia Friday, and they look the opportunity to use that word, and here she calls in, and I hope they'll replay that during today's issues when Tim's on. They'll have a time with it. What a testimony that is.
Yeah, it's exciting. And you know, I love the fact that it seems like so many people do turn the radio on to American Family Radio and then just leave it on. They're not bouncing around. They're saying, hey, I trust the programming on American Family Radio. I trust what we are going to hear. The news is going to not be, you know, spun in such a way to preach a narrative or teach a narrative. This is what it is. And we give it from a Christian perspective, obviously, and from a biblical perspective, but we're not massaging the facts so that they can push to a different, to a specific narrative.
That is so true. And Fred Jackson and all those guys, they work hard at getting those issues that we need to hear about. And because that's what we're coming from. We know we're coming from a biblical point of view. Let me say this. We're biblically biased, okay?
Right.
We really are, because we want to view everything through the views of Scripture and lens of Scripture and see that. And so AFR is committed to that. The programming is committed to that. The Bible study, we want to bring the Word of God to people, because the Word of God is sure, it is settled in heaven. So when you make that call at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net and make your pledge, we pledge to you we're going to stay with the Word of God concerning life, concerning marriage, concerning the issues of the day. We want to stand with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll give Him glory. We will praise His holy name, because, Jeff, listen, besides Him, there is none else. I mean, you know, some of my favorite scripture, and I'll do this real quickly, has become John 6, when some of them started walking away from Jesus when He really told them what it meant to be a disciple. And Jesus asked them, will you also go away? Peter said, to whom would we go? You have the words of life.
Amen.
That verse has become more and more real to me. The older I get, there's nowhere else to turn, is there?
No, and you know, as Christians, we can run into situations where we can't understand what the Lord is doing in our lives. We can read passages of Scripture that are difficult for us to say, okay, why did God do this or whatever? And we can pray about it, and it can be difficult still to understand. But you have to, at the end of the day, you have to say with Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. I don't have to know all the ins and outs of why God did. I know God is love. I know God is good. I know God loves me, and He has a plan for me. So I just trust Him no matter what.
You know, when you can't trace His hand, you can trust His heart. You really can. And if you haven't trusted Jesus Christ, we invite you today, come to Christ. There is no other way. There's not another plan. There's not another alternate. It's Christ. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. And we're doing all this for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done and what He wants to do in your life.
After crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land, God instructed the children of Israel to take stones from the river and make a memorial. When their future children would say, "What do these stones mean?" the parents would recount the Lord's deliverance of Israel from slavery and Israel's arrival in the Promised Land. In each of our lives, there are events that ought to be remembered, events where the Lord moved and delivered us. Whether we use stones, photos, or special celebrations, it matters only that we take time to remember what the Lord has done and pass that testimony on to future generations.
Since 1977, the American Family Association has been informing, equipping, and activating individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of America. The Lord has given us many victories over the years that laid the foundation for our work today and into the future. Learn more at AFA.net.
Mr. Tim Wildman and all of your family, sir, I just wanted to leave a message. My name is Samuel Trent Jacobs. I just wanted to leave a message for you and your family and let you know that we are praying for your loss. Brother Don Wildman was a great inspiration to me and my wife, and I spread the AFR message to everybody I come in contact with so they can listen for the spreading of Christ's word through your ministry. I pray that you have a blessed day.
This Share-a-thon is dedicated to the memory of Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net.
You are a faithful God.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. It's the last day of Spring Share-a-thon 2024. And this Spring Share-a-thon is in honor of the founder, Don Wildman. And Don Wildman had a vision and God had a plan, as the book, his memoir states. You can give at 877-616-2396, or you can go online at AFR.net. I went online this morning at AFR.net and gave our gift from Debbie and me, and it was a pleasure and a privilege to do so, and we believe in the mission and ministry of American Family Radio, American Family Association, and so God loves a cheerful giver, and so when we give with joy, it's a blessing to the Lord.
It really is. And I've been looking here at all the places that people are calling from. And I saw, I've been doing this quite a while. I was trying to figure out how many share-a-thons I've been involved in. As a staff member, I know I've been involved in 24. But when I was always, when I was a board member, I'd usually come in and during the week and be a part of it as well. But here I saw one from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I thought, praise God. Austin, Minnesota. And this morning, Great Falls, Montana. Baker City, I think that's Oregon, if I remember. Washington, Oregon, I forget. But there, Jeff, the outreach of AFR is real, not just through the radio, but through the podcast, through the app, through the internet. And so it is missional, and I know you well enough to know, and I've interviewed you on the program Exploring Missions. Everything we do, like you're in a local church there at First Baptist Texarkana, you want it to be missional. Here at AFR, our desire is to be missional. We want people to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and we want a group, a society where the gospel is free to be preached, but also missions to be sent elsewhere. I think with all my heart, one of the reasons America is still being blessed, even in the midst of all the chaos that's bringing on, churches are still giving to missions and sending missionaries around the world here in America. And Jeff, with all my heart, I believe that's one of the reasons God has blessed AFR, because we partner with Operation Christmas Child. We cooperate with people that making a difference, like free preborn, those that give and give away Bibles, youth for Truth for Youth Week.
Right.
These are real missional. And listen, God, in the Old Testament, I don't think people understand that. They think that the Jews were chosen people. They were chosen to be missionaries.
Right.
And when I love geography, and when you see where he put them, he put them where three continents kind of joined together, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, God's chosen people, and they definitely are, but chosen for what? Chosen to share the love and the grace and the holiness and the justice of God with all the other nations. And so they're God's touch point to reach the world. And so we need to remember that as Christians. I've said, Bert, many, many times on the program and to the church, listen, our job on the earth is to be his witnesses. And we don't have to do it on our own, in our own strength, because you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. But that's our purpose for being. And that's the purpose of American Family Radio, is to be a witness in a dark and dying world until Jesus comes back.
That number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net safely, securely. And we're beginning this hour, the first hour, of a $150,000 challenge. Again, what that means is people who have given beforehand, Jan and I, we gave ours beforehand, and they pool that money and they say to people, these are people who love AFR and they want to give, and now they want to challenge you to give as well and join them in the mission of AFR. And we do this for the glory of God. Listen, that's our purpose, is to know him and make him known for his glory. He inhabits the praises of his children. And one of the ways we praise him is by sharing and giving, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And so when you call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge, you're joining in on that. Jeff, that means they have a part in this, doesn't it?
It really does. And so we join together. We're a lot stronger together than we are by ourselves. And so we join together. And you may think, well, you know, I don't have much to give. Maybe I can only give $30 a month. Well, $30 a month makes a difference. Maybe you say I can only give a one-time gift of $50. Well, that makes a difference. And God uses that. You know, the song, Bert, that you're familiar with, probably, little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. Just Amen. Like that little lad put his sack lunch, five loaves and two fish, five crackers and two sardines. I mean, it's small, but the Lord used it to feed 5,000 men plus women and children, probably 20,000 or more people. And he did that just with the little. So don't despise the littleness of what you can do. That widow gave two small copper coins, and Jesus pointed out and said she gave more than anybody else, because she gave not out of her surplus, but out of her sustenance.
You know, God's economy is completely different than ours, you know, and we need to get in on it. Says give and it will be given to you. In other words, wow, you mean giving it away to the Lord and for ministries, and he'll place back into your self? Yes, it does. Now, listen, the reason for that is just for his glory. It is for our good. This is what's amazing, the two G's. What's good for his glory is good for our good. And listen, that's the way God works, and he operates that way, and he wants to bless you. And so we ask you to be a part of this and partner with us in this mission of letting Jesus Christ, his name, His word, His saving power be shared with the world. And again, radio, and we have that. We have app, internet, and it is literally not just in 179 stations that we have, but because of all the other avenues, it is worldwide and nationwide. A lot of these people who are calling in and saying, we want to be a part of AFR, they're not listening to a radio signal. They're on their computer. They're listening at the app. They're responding greatly. So it's a combination of all these ways that we share the good news of Christ, and it's also the way that God pools all these resources together. The $30 gift or the $3,000 gift, He pulls them together and makes this possible for us to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And that number that you can call, 877-616-2396, or go online and give at AFR.net.
Well, this Share-a-thon, as we said, is dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman. And we have a testimony. It's called Brother Don's Story. So, Randy, let's play that at this time.
Yes, my name is Paul Shorter. I heard about Brother Don back in, I want to say it was the 70s, when he was calling for people to turn off their TVs for, I think it was a week. And I thought he was crazy. Nobody would do that. And then I got saved in 1990 somewhere, the Richmond, Virginia area, started receiving the American Family radio station that was built there. And I began to listen intently, and when you change from music to music and other preaching and other programs, I thought that would be good. But again, I was wrong, that I have thoroughly enjoyed it, and it has increased my perspective on the Lord and how to better understand God's Word. And your station is just a tremendous blessing for me. And I want to thank Brother Don, and I pray for the Wildman family that they would continue his vision and his desire to see people come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And so I would just thank you and appreciate so much the ministry of the American Family Association. God bless you all.
Great testimony, and Don Wildman was a great man of faith, a great man of vision, and he put his little in the hands of the Master so many years ago, and look what all that God has done.
You know, that he referred to turn off your TV for a week, that happened up in the Memphis, Tennessee area. He was a pastor there, and it happened in 1976, and the newspaper there in Memphis got a hold of it. Again, thinking he was a little bit, who will do this? And then the other news agencies, papers, got a hold of it, and they, you know, kind of mocked him. But in place of it being bad, it was good, Jeff. Here it was, Romans 8:28, you know. God took that, and out of that decision he made to ask his church to turn off their TVs for a week, and then the newspaper getting hold of it and others doing that, it launched AFR. And that's what it is today. 47 years later, God took that and made much out of it. That's God. Can God do that with the two copper coins? Can he do that with five loaves and two fishes? The answer is yes, isn't it?
Yeah, he can. God can do anything. It's just, you know, are we willing to trust him? And when we're willing to trust him, when we're willing to take that step of faith, then he blesses. Now, Just like Peter when he walked on the water, Bert, you know, he had to have a word from the Lord. He had to hear the Lord say, come. He couldn't walk on the water on his own. He had to be able to walk on the word, so to speak. And he heard the Lord say, come, and he came, and he saw God do great and mighty things. You know, some people, Bert, they get themselves into a jam, presuming upon God rather than waiting on the Lord and trusting the Lord, and it doesn't work like that. God doesn't do our will. We do His will. And as we do His will, He blesses.
You know, when you said that, I could not help but think of the late Henry Blackaby. He just went to be home with the Lord earlier this year. And he said, find out where God is working and join Him. Don't go and do something and say, God, now bless this. God is at work now. That's the Bible. God is working. He's not sitting on the sideline doing nothing. He is working in people's lives. He's working in churches. He's working in ministries. And you find out where God is working and invest in that. And that's, we do that for His glory and His honor. And when we do that, we see God do great and mighty things. And you can be a part of that by calling 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And Jeff, I'm seeing the numbers go up as I sit here before this computer screen, and we're over 11,000 people have made pledges, and I believe we can go up to 1,200. Just keep on calling. God do take care of all that. If you'll call and make that pledge and you say it's too small or whatever, listen, God takes it and He multiplies it. Let me see. You was talking about that little boy with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Was it 12 baskets they had left over?
Right. Yeah. 12 full baskets left over. So the Lord, He takes what we give Him, the little that we give Him, when we give it with all our heart, with no strings attached. Lord, I give this to You. Boy, He blesses it in ways that our minds can't comprehend. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, Bert, is Ephesians 3:20. Now to Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to Him be the glory. And that's our God. He's not the God of barely enough. He's a God of way more than enough. He's the God of abundance. And what a privilege to get to serve Him and to get to walk with Him. I think sometimes we don't step back and say, look at all that God has allowed me to enter into with Him, to walk with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There can't be a greater privilege than that.
I know of none. And again, started off with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Everyone is fed, and then they have 12 baskets left over. I mean, started out with a lot more. They ended up with a lot more than they started out with. And,
right.
And this is a story of AFA. Don Wildman sat down at a typewriter at his dining room table, wrote out a journal, a letter, sent it out to a few folks, and then they joined him. In the early years, people joined Brother Don, saw what he was doing, and they say, we want to be a part of that. That happened in 1977, and it was just a letter, kind of a newsletter that he would run off, stencil they called it, and then run it off and send it out.
A mimeograph machine.
That was it. And so now it's this worldwide ministry. Now, it's unusual that a worldwide ministry would be taking place from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yes.
Northeast, yes. Mississippi, right here. And but that's what God does. He takes that which is seemingly insignificant place, insignificant person, and does great things. I can't help but think of Gideon, that mighty man of God. And when God called him that, he was hiding out, you know,
in a hole.
Hole, and said, "Who are you talking to me?" Some of you may need to be hearing God and say, I want you to give. And you'll say, who, me? Yeah, God will say, you. Why? For the glory of God. And if you hear that voice of God speaking to you, call this number, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net.
Now, Bert, I think yesterday you told me we had 5,032 pledges. Where do we stand today?
11,126. That is amazing. And it is the last day of Share-a-thon, and people who have waited, and they said, man, I can't wait any longer. The time is now. You're giving, and man, it is appreciated. When you call, you'll hear somebody that really does care, who loves the Lord, loves the AFR ministry, and they would love to talk with you and share with you. And so, Jeff, this is an awesome place to be all the time. But at Share-a-thon, there seems to be an extra energy. And it just because we're seeing what God's doing, you know?
Right. It's exciting. Well, the number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at afr.net and make your pledge. And the Lord does love it. He loves a cheerful giver. We don't want to give grudgingly or under compulsion. We want to give cheerfully. You know, we don't want to hold it in our fist and God's prying our fingers apart. He's not going to do that. He wants you to give generously, cheerfully, all to His glory. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. And we are up against a break, but we'll be right back.
My name is Bill Bradford. I've served on the board of AFA for about 8.5 years, and I'm the pastor of Lawndale Presbyterian Church in Tupelo, Mississippi. Every Sunday, I want people to leave going, the gospel is true, Christ is the Redeemer I need, I'm a broken sinner who needs grace. AFA lives by that. At the same time, they're also applying that in a number of different areas that they can give a lot of focus and directness to: religious liberty, the family, the unborn, things like that that we cherish as a local church, but they can give more effort and intensity to. So I'm very thankful for that. In addition to that, there's just a variety of resources that AFA puts out. Some of the ones that I've really appreciated of late is The God Who Speaks, and we've done The God Who Speaks in our Sunday school. It's a good resource for local church, as well as being able to see effects of Christian discipleship carried out and put on the ground in a very directed way.
My name is Martha Hoover. I'm in a nursing home in Pulaski, Tennessee, and I can't tell you how much your radio program needs to me. I was without a radio for quite some time because my money is very limited and I'm unable to hear what comes off of television, so I don't have a television. And when I got it, the first thing I tuned into was a wonderful minister. It has just thrilled my heart to be able to get AFR again. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You are a faithful God.
Spring Share-a-thon continues as we honor our faithful God. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. The theme for Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon 2024, is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you are called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, Bert, we were talking about that. What a great privilege. There can be no greater privilege than to be called into the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ, to walk in the light with Him and to have Him as not only your Savior and your King, but your best friend, a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And, you know, it's sad that so many people, they forfeit what could be theirs. Jonah said that when he was in the belly of the great fish. He goes, those who trust in vain idols, they forfeit what could be theirs. And what could be theirs is a personal relationship with the King of the universe, the God who loves them, who died on the cross for them, rose again from the dead, and wants to change their lives and flood their lives with the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
You know, Jeff, when I was saved as a 12-year-old boy, I was saved because, honestly, I did not want to go to hell. You know, that's a 12-year-old, but it was real. but I got more than I ever dreamed. I honestly did. I mean, I found out that I had a friend and then I found out, man, he's not going to leave me. He's with me through everything that I go through. I found out he was a faithful God. That's the theme of our Share-a-thon this year. I started dating, and he was faithful there. I was a farm boy, so when I started working off of the farm into a factory, man, God was there. I met my wife, and she wasn't my wife then, but I met her to become my wife. And listen, he's been faithful. What a friend to have. And I know it's an old hymn, but it is true. What a friend we have in Jesus. And I know of no other friend that will stay with you the way Jesus does. And so we want that message to be carried out all over the world. And through AFR, that message of Jesus Christ is being shared. You do it every day. You get to do it two times a day on AFR yeah. because of the talk show and then From His Heart ministry uh-huh. that is given. And what an opportunity it is for us to share the good news of Christ. And when you give, those of you that are listening, when you give, you're a part of it. Yeah, I get to be on the radio. Jeff gets to be on the radio. And you may not be, but I want to tell you, you're a part of it.
Right.
Jeff, you know, Paul referred to the church through the body. And if I read what he said, there's not really any unimportant parts of the body. Everyone has its own function, don't they?
They really do. And we all function together. You think about I just preached a sermon series, Bert, on spiritual gifts. And so, you know, it's not that you're, Lord, I want this gift or I want that gift. The Lord places you in the body as He desires, as it pleases Him. And then you use that gift, you know, and some of the greatest, I think you referred to this yesterday, the greatest parts of the body are things you can't see, your heart and your lungs and your liver and your kidneys. Those are critical pieces of the body, but we don't see them. And so everybody thinks about, you know, the mouth. Oh, I want to speak and that kind of thing. But we need to be the person God called us to be and do it for His glory. And as we function in the position that He's put us in, man, we are a blessing to other people, and we help the body of Christ do the things that God wants to do through His church.
And this makes it possible. AFR and the radio network through the internet makes it possible for other ministries to be stronger as well. Dr. Robert Jeffries, Pathway to Victory, Focus on the Family, Family Talk, Dr. David Jeremiah, all these programs, the means by which they're getting onto 179 radio stations all over America, on the internet, all over the world, is through AFR. So when we give for the glory of God to AFR, this is what happens. Their ministries are multiplied as well. Their opportunity to share with others increases. And so your gift that you're giving, through your pledge that you're making, you are making a difference in our ministry, but you're making a ministry difference in their ministries as well. And listen, have you ever heard of compounded interest? Well, this is compounded money, given that it is multiplied and spread out and does great work. And when you call 877-616-2396, you're sharing that and making it possible for others to hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, Bert, when we talk about there's only three things that last forever: God, His Word, and people. And so we want to invest money to influence the kingdom of God, to reach people through the Word. So God, His Word, and people are the things that last forever. And we reach people through the word of God, because as it says in James, the word is able to save your souls. And you know, Paul said, how will they hear without a preacher? And so we, through the radio, preach the good news of Jesus. We share the word of God, which is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. We share that, and we partner together to do that, to lift up the name of Jesus, who is God's only Son and man's only Savior.
Let me give a few names and places that people have felt the need and felt God's compulsion to call in and make that pledge. Mary from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, she has called in. Jonathan from Pearson, Florida. Sybil from Meridian, Mississippi. Joyce from Lake Charles, Louisiana. David from Abilene, Texas. Rebecca from Huntsville, Texas. Marion from Collierville, Tennessee. These have all called in and said, yes, we're partnering with you. We want you to keep on keeping on preaching the word, sharing the good news, honest, truthful news, comments from a biblical worldview. Keep it up. Well, let me just share with you. I know the leadership here and the board members that are on the board that helps gives direction. They're committed to that task, and we make that pledge to you that we'll keep on doing it from a biblical point of view, doing it with a heart of love to speak the truth in love, and that's what we want to do. And if you join us by giving and partnering with us, I believe with all my heart, you'll be blessed, and I know we're blessed, and God is glorified. It's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net.
Hey, Bert, since you're around AFR every day, what's it like? Can you sense a difference and tell a difference just in the energy of the room when it's when we're having a share-a-thon?
Oh, listen, it is magnified, and I'm excited. I get excited real easy. I'm usually excited on exploring the word, but I know during share-a-thon, my energy level goes up. It's not because I'm more excited about the money that... But I am excited about the people that have been blessed by the teaching of God's word, and now they're responding. Now, they respond, I know, by calling in and praying, but when we see this calling in and we see their names, we see that they're from Hayes, Kansas. We see that they're from Springdale, Arkansas. We see that they're from New Albany, Mississippi. And we see those places and names. When I see it, it energizes, and it energizes the people that are talking to them on the phone. People talk to them on the phone, and they'll come out and say, man, you don't believe who I just talked with. I talked to this guy or this gal from somewhere, and we need to pray for them. So the energy level does go up during share-a-thon, but I want to tell you, then we crash. I don't know. Used to, I'd give it everything. I'd go home on a Sunday night after I'd preach two services, teach Sunday school, usually have a meeting, preach again Sunday night. And sometimes during that hour before, we'd have some training, and I'd go home on Sunday night. And I'm telling you what, you're talking about crashing. And so, yes, that energy level is here, Jeff, and we praise God for it, brother.
All right, so if you give a gift of $150 or more, a one-time gift, AFR will send you an 8-ounce bag of a Legacy Coffee. It's their own blend, and it smells tremendous. It is great stuff. And then if you give a gift of $30, a recurring gift of $30 plus or $30 or more per month, you get the coffee plus the book by Don Wildman, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. This is a memoir. Now, Bert, you kind of lived that with him, but tell our listeners what this book is about.
It is his story. And again, I relate this because one time we were traveling together to look at something, and on the way back, and he just started sharing with him the vision that he had and what took place. He was a pastor. He was fulfilled. He did a good job. But he said to me, even during that time, I knew God had something for me bigger, more, not more important, but something different than I was doing. And when he turned that television on, and then he saw what was going on, and then he challenged this church, he could see clearly where God was taking him. And this is the journey he's had. It was called the National Federation for Decency for 11 years. And then in 1988, American Family Association, 91, the radio, one station, but then the network, and then the studios, then the internet. I mean, it was a, and this tells his journey through those, trust in God, and again, a vision and a plan. A vision is usually just given, you know, but a plan has to be developed. And right. What the unique thing about Don Wildman was, Jeff, he could through God's power, he could do both.
Yeah. That's amazing. Okay, so the first radio station was there in Tupelo?
It was, and the second one was in Jackson, Tennessee. That was a great, great day. Man, two stations, and then they just started growing and multiplying, and the journey was great. He first had a vision of 500 stations, but then some things started happening, and we won't go into that. I think it's in the book, and he said, let's he thought he was having to cut back, but no, it was just a different way. And that's when he went to the internet. So now we were way ahead. When everybody was trying to get on the internet, AFR had already gotten there, because Don Wildman, again, through his vision that God was able to use through him, he looked ahead and saw, hey, this is an avenue that we can get to the men and women, boys and girls, and even without those people saying, we got to, you can't have this radio station. And so now the radio, the internet, you know, the whole world is open to us. And that's covered in this book about God's vision for him and then God's plan.
Now, Bert, the reach for our listeners that may not know, what is the reach of American Family Radio?
Well, here it is, 179 stations. We have never done and paid the price cost of getting it done in a, you know, a strategic way. But when we look at the locations that we are and the number of people we know that are available, and then the people we know who are listening, multiplying that, we have millions that listen every week just on the radio, plus those that listen on the apps. And then we have the podcast. We put out the podcast so people can do it. We have people, they can't listen to your program or Exploring the Word when it's open, but right. They can go back to AFR.net, go to the podcast, and they can scroll down and they can hear what was said, what was taught. And we have people, you've heard of binge watching television. They have binge listening to these programs. And this is where God's doing it. So God, listen, if you want to get this book, it's worth it. It's a story of God moving in a man's life, using him from where he was to where God wanted him to be, and it leaves a legacy. That title of that coffee that you get, it's a brown medium roast, but it's called Legacy. And so you get two legacies when you give $150. You'll get the coffee, $30 a month or more, you'll get that and the book, and they're both, quote, Legacy, Jeff.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's, Randy, let's pull up another testimony for our listeners.
My name is Alan. I'm out of Crosby, Texas, and I just wanted to say that I appreciate Brother Wildman and what he's done with the radio station AFA and all the other stations affiliated with it. I want to say I appreciate every one of y'all that are affiliated with AFA. Prayers are with the Wildman family, and we just know that God's word will continue to go forth and it won't return void. Just thank y'all for everything y'all do and what y'all stand for.
Amen. Amen. God's word doesn't return void, and the scripture verse for that is Isaiah 55. You might have heard that, but you don't know where that's located. It's good to know the address of verses where the Lord says in Isaiah 55, verse 9, verse 10, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." You know, Bert, I tell Christians this often. When you're witnessing, you know, you share your testimony for sure, but share a word of scripture, because God's word does not return void. And that word, it's the seed that goes into a heart that can work over time to produce a crop. As Jesus said, 30-fold, 60-fold, even 100-fold.
Amen. The armor of God, one of them is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The best way that you want somebody to know that the sword is real, use it. The word of God being spoken, being shared. Listen, they can say, I don't believe it. But guess what, Jeff? It's still the word of God, isn't it?
That's right. Still truth. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for today and this last day of Share-a-thon Spring 2024. The number to call is 877-616-2396 to give your gift, or you can go online, afr.net. Bert, thanks so much for being with me these last 3 days. You're a blessing, my brother.
Thank you, brother. Hey, we love you and Debbie, and keep it up, brother. Thank you.
Amen. Well, we'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless you.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.